I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. Other side of the glass, Toby Altizer, Dan Plucker in California on vacation.
Has he landed yet, or do we know?
He should have landed, yes. Yeah. He took off at 5 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Going to San Diego. Is he in San
Diego,
right?
No chance I'm doing that. No, he did not start in San Diego. I believe he's starting in L.A.
In L.A.?
I think.
Okay.
We went over the whole thing yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't go.
He's in like three or four cities along
California.
This journey.
Okay.
No, you know where he is?
Where
he's not. He's in Arizona.
Okay.
He's going to visit his parents first.
Well, see if you can go get an interview with Zach Ertz. Just text him right now.
Ooh. Oh, good idea.
Stop.
I told him to go to the Arizona Fall League. Major League Baseball Arizona Fall League is going on. It just started this week.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's one I want to do. Done spring training a bunch.
Yeah.
Never been to Arizona Fall League. I go, and Plucker, you could, I don't know if they play at where the Brewers play down there or not, but I'm like, you can see a lot of the cool spring training facilities because they play all over in the same facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these hotshot Brewers prospects, like Joe Gray Jr., hotshot upcoming outfielder. He was in the starting lineup the other day for one of the teams down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not nearly as many people, so you probably get like a section of seats to yourself.
Yeah.
It's a lot more laid back. I'm guessing a lot of these people in the he said that it's going to be in the 90s, and he's none too happy about it. He does not like hot weather. So he's none too happy. But, you know, he's going to see his parents, so that's cool. So, yeah, that's where he is. He's in Arizona in the Phoenix area. Down there today. So he'll be back late next week, I believe. He'll be back. And
you ready for this?
Looking forward to talking to him.
Glendale, high of 84 today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, high of 91.
We're in the 60s.
Sunday, high of 88.
You're just doing it to yourself now. Why are you doing this?
Monday, high of 84.
Yeah.
What?
That's why people like you retire there.
That's why people like you.
People that have arthritis issues and bone issues go there to get away from the humidity, to get in the warmer weather, because cold weather is not good for you.
It was not.
And you get away, and that's where you go. And that's why, like, my uncle has lived down there for 20 years.
Yeah, your uncle's smart.
Retired from the military and moved down there. And last time, I think he's fully retired now, but when he went down to retire from the military, he got a job at a rental car deal at the Phoenix airport and just worked there part-time or whatever. Yeah. That's why there's so many people from Wisconsin down there. Is this Bears game still a big deal to you or just another Packers game? Is it still a big deal? Is it still a rivalry to you? Or is this just another Packer game on the schedule? You have no more angst towards it than any other game. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us your response at Big Show Network. We already have somebody on the line that wants to hop aboard, so we'll just go straight to the phones. Yeah. Tony in Texas, listening on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Tony, is this still a big deal, a rivalry game to you, or is it just another game?
Oh, no, it's still a big deal. And, Gary, I got to go back to your teams back in the mid-'80s. Gary, back in – and I always wanted to ask you about this back in 85 and 86, that in those two infamous games with Mark Lee and Walter Payton and your good buddy Kenny Stills and Matt Sui – and then the following year, you had Charles Martin with the whole hit list and the body slam. I remember those games like yesterday. Was that something that Forrest was condoning, or did he know about that, or is just the players just kind of doing their own thing?
Well, I think Forrest went over the top with it, right, with his message all week long.
What was the message?
Well, it's going to be physical. It's going to be a physical game. Do what you got to do. Get a win. You know, he comes in up front and says, 83-9-34, just with numbers. Here's the guys we got to take care of to win the game.
And Charles Martin thought that meant take out and wrote those same numbers on his long little towel.
I think
there.
83 was Willie Gault. 9 was obviously McMahon. 34 was Walter Payton.
He had Gault on his towel, Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was going to catch him.
Yeah, right. I don't know either.
But he had him.
But he came in, and that was the statement all week long. If we want to win, we got to take care of these guys. And that was said every single day in practice. And all of a sudden, you start hearing this, and guys doing what they have to do, Tony. What do you think?
Wow. That would not fly these days.
No.
That's an awesome story. About this game, the confident, concerned, and curious. I'm confident the O-line is going to hold up and give Rodgers time to throw. I feel good about that. Concerned a little bit about the defensive backfield, even with Fields at quarterback. And then the special teams coverage, still concerned about that. That's been atrocious all year. And I'm just curious, is Mason Crosby in a slump? Is he going to get out of it? How is he going to perform moving forward? So that's what I got, Spark. It should be a good game. I still think the Packers are going to win in a tight one. I think the Packers win like a 30-23 type of game.
Well, see, and that's just it. And, he hits that field goal at the end. And, Gary, you're not worried about it.
No, I think that gets him back right? That's like on the 18th hole, Tony. And you golf like, I don't know if you're a golfer, but you haven't been golfing well all day. Then you get on the 18th hole. It's straight down the middle. Your second shot is on the green. And then you putt for birdie. And you're feeling good about the next time you go golfing.
Yeah, Gary, I hear you about that, but that Soldier Field winds and the field is kind of that field is not the best field, and the winds is kind of crazy. So I just think that's a tough place. I don't know what the weather's looking like either, but
Let me look. I'll look.
Well, it's
you,
earlier.
Tony.
Thanks for the phone call. It's earlier in the year, so if you got to go there in December, yeah, it's the issue. But if you're in Green Bay in December, it's an issue.
Correct. Yeah, it's an issue one way or the other on that one.
So it's not like he's a warm weather kicker.
Let's see what we're looking at
here. He's done that before.
Weather for Sunday. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be similar to what it is in our area.
It's got to be.
Got just sun. I mean, it's cooler like in the 50s and 60s. Yeah. But I can't imagine. I mean, there's definitely not going to be any snow. That's definitely not. I mean, Sunday, sunny and warmer.
There you go.
When they're above normal high in the mid-60s, winds turn west-northwest 10 to 18 miles an hour after a weak cold front passes. Nighttime winds weaken and turn west.
Well, it's going to be a noon game.
Correct. So he's going to have some wind gusts.
Yeah, some. I mean, some so is the other guy, too.
Right. Yeah, so is their kicker. Right. It's going to go both ways. I just don't want him to miss field goals this week, please. Because if he does, then it's going to start a whole other narrative.
It gets in his head.
In his head and the fans' head. And then it's going to become a narrative again. Yeah. Like it was years ago when I said, just cut him. I'm done. Let's just move on. Because he was horrible.
Well, now you've done that. You've seen that. You're not going to say that on Sunday.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Is this Bears game still a big deal to you, or is it just another Packers game? And let me point out, before he kicked that game-winning field goal, I tweeted out, and go back and look, I tweeted out, he's going to make this.
Yeah.
And then I put, he has to, right?
Has to. Yeah.
Question mark. Because if he misses that, it's going to be end up in a tie, fine. Mm-hmm. But then that's four in a row going out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
The media, the fans, everybody would have been losing their minds. At that point, is this Bears game still a big deal to you, or is it just another Packers game? We'll see what Gary thinks. I'll tell you what I think straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Gary Ellerson is going to tell us all about his good friends that have rings and watches and necklaces. They got all kinds of stuff.
Well, I want to talk about good friends at the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray is the owner. Three locations locally, 76 in Layton, Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-State National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, shoptjc.com if you're statewide. Just get on the computer. Shoptjc.com is where you can find just about anything you want to find right there at your fingertips. You can buy it right there online. It's interactive. And if you don't, you know, if you... you don't like that, you can also call them. As for the owner, Dean Murray. And guys, as you know, at that website, you can design your own diamond engagement ring right there on that website, guys. Within 48 hours, they get back to you. So shoptjc.com. It's the Jewelry Center. Call the owner. His name is Dean Murray.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
I was looking at the all-time series when Favre started, and then when I started, and I think Favre was 22-10-ish, I think, and we won 22 out of 27 that I've played in, started. Yeah, we've had a good run, obviously. I think that's why, like yesterday I talked about, you know, the main focus, I think, for so many of these coaches' press conferences in Chicago is beating the Packers, you know, because we've had the upper hand for the last... stretch with Favre and I. It's been battles though. I mean, it's still a rivalry. It's still some great back and forth games. Only once in the playoffs during that time, but definitely had some battles, some cold weather battles.
There's Aaron Rodgers talking about that Packer-Bears rivalry. Asking you here on the Wendy's Big Show, is this Bears game still a big deal to you or just another Packers game? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary Ellerson, I come to you. We had Tony in Texas just ask you about back in the 80s when this really was a rivalry. There was no debating that. Everybody in the country knew when the Packers and the Bears played each other, whether it be a Sunday noon game, whether it be a Monday night football game, whenever y'all played football, charity basketball, softball, whatever it was, y'all were going to get after each other one way or the other. Now it doesn't feel like the same.
Well, doesn't it feel different to you?
Yeah, it feels like just another
game. I mean, of course,
game.
It is different for me. No doubt about it. It's not that kind of intensity when I did it. And although football has changed from then until now, right? I mean,
yep.
The way they police the game is different. So it's changed. Coaches have changed. I mean, because you're going back to Lombardi, George Halas in my era through Ditka and Forrest. That's a lot of history. So it's most certainly a little bit different. And you also probably have some connections with Curly Lambeau in there too. So it was all different. And you knew right away that was the game. And because we were a 500 team, and at 1 year we were 4-12, but you know, that was the only game that we were going to be on Monday night, and we had to come out and show what we had. And it had to be a very physical football, and Forrest taught that. So, yeah, for me, it's most certainly a different game. I just don't know for the fans, is it still that way for the fans? I mean, how do the fans perceive it? For me, I think Rodgers gets up for it, no doubt about it. I think Randall Cobb does too. But I don't, you know, I don't know what it's like for the players, but for the fans, are they? Because when I first got to Green Bay, the fans were all over top of this Bears and Packers. But this is a new fan, new generation of fans, if they feel the same way.
Raven Lord tweets at Big Show Network, no matter how good or bad the teams are, capital letters, every game against the Bears is the biggest game of the year outside of the Super Bowl, of course. Hashtag go pack go. So he says it's definitely the biggest game of the year for him as a fan. And tell you how one-sided this truly has been as of late. Kevin Fishbane, who is a Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Sounds like a superhero name.
It does. Tweets this out. Aaron Rodgers has 10 interceptions in 25 career starts against the Bears. 10 interceptions, 25 starts, okay? Since Rodgers took over in 2008, Bears quarterbacks have combined for 39 interceptions against the Packers. Jay Cutler, by himself, threw 22 interceptions against the Packers.
Most of those to your boy, though.
Woodson.
Wood.
Yeah. Trubisky, 6. Matt Barkley, 5. Matt Barkley was in this long enough to have thrown 5 picks.
Yeah.
Mike Glennon, 2. Josh McCown, 2.
Yeah.
Kyle Orton, 2. And Fields about to be added to the list, probably.
See, I'm not going to torment the Bears fans like that. Because I was in two schools in Kenosha this morning. And that's right. You come up, Steve, you know.
That's where I grew up.
That little line right there, okay?
Yep.
So you marry into these families, and, you know, we always ask the kids at Brash school up there. That was one of the schools. And the kid said, hey, man, how many quarterbacks the Bears have had since, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers? I know he had to get that from his dad or granddad, right, to ask me those questions.
Right.
Can you name all these quarterbacks? But when – Lovie Smith said it. I respected him, Gary, when he said that he wanted to beat Green Bay. I remember that. But I think what made it, the families, you know, the Tim Allens of the world and all that, I get that because Steve and you and your friends and family and Rami, we love his family. He's a Bears fan. My uncle.
I love his family more than I love Rami.
Well, be nice.
His mom's the best.
She is.
Plenty. I love his mom.
She really is.
His dad's funny.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yeah. I think he put him in. I encouraged him to put his family into his comedy set, which he did, which is hilarious. But when Jim McMahon walks through the door, you're taught to hate. Gary, you hate the Packers. I hate using hate because I just told kids not to use it. But we're grown, so it's radio. We don't like the Packers. So when you come in the locker room, I got my high voice back, Steve, almost. You come in the locker room, do you still hate the Packers? 1986, you won the Super Bowl. Y'all doing all this video. You know how the video
Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah. Don't like the Packers. Jim McMahon. Ron Cox. Edgar Bennett, when you went to Chicago after playing with the Bears, playing with the Packers, when you went to Chicago, does this rivalry still mean a big deal? Yeah, bruh. So when Jim McMahon, who I saw a couple weeks ago, you know, guys who played for both the Packers and the Bears can give you a great perspective if this is a big rival or not.
Well, let's get Edgar on the phone. Can you call him?
No, Edgar tied up in something right now. We're not going to mess with that.
Well, can we get Jim McMahon?
We could have the window closed because he's gone.
I don't know where he is.
We could have got him previously.
Isn't he in Chicago?
Is there another one?
We've got people that know Jim McMahon.
Yeah, but he's busy.
Do we got another one?
Who's another one played for both?
What, Ditka?
Ditka didn't play for the Packers?
No, but he's fun.
I'll stop.
Let me.
We need somebody with both,
man. Look at my Rolodex.
Well, it's maybe too late now. Maybe the next time they play.
Michael?
The next time they play.
You call Mongo.
Next time they play.
No.
Next
time,
no.
Okay.
Next time we play.
There's nobody you actually want that actually played in both, is there?
No. I'm just saying this last minute. Because we're doing it on a Friday. Next time the
Bears, I'm not saying now. I'm saying later in the season. Yeah.
Well, we can.
What about, did Jim Morrissey play for both?
Yes. He'll be good.
Did you play with Jim Morrissey?
Yes. Yeah.
I used to coach his daughter in basketball.
Yeah, so we'll work on that, Steve.
I called Jim Morris.
I would love to hear in their locker room what they would talk about, but I know what the locker room was when Jimmy Mack came here. It was like, okay, dude, you ain't getting no credit for being a Super Bowl quarterback. You can come here. No, you still may not get no credit, but I just want to let you know, those shades you had on, you had those shades – before Arnold had those shades on in Terminator, Remember them shades Arnold had on?
Yeah.
Turner?
We got
you, Leroy. Jimmy Mack had them shades first. He had them before Brian Bosworth, okay? Jimmy Mack's a great guy. And we love him when they come in the locker room. But I told you, I didn't know what it was, Steve. I'm a rookie from Florida State. I didn't think this rival was that big of a deal. I didn't know. I just didn't know. I mean, I told a story this week, and I had a vet, a true vet, Brian Noble, say, man, no, You may get in a fight, because they know I don't fight nobody. I said, no, I'm not doing it. Brooke, it's the Bears. I'm like, I get it, but what's the whole – I mean, the fans don't really – because at the time I hadn't been to Kenosha, Waukegan, Gurnee, the mall up. I'd never been down there. I mean, I was up north, way up north. And then all of a sudden, I knew my uncle was a Bears fan because he liked Walter Payton. And I know him and my mom used to get into bad debates. And he just, and then when Dick Turan, there's a guy. That we need to get him on, Steve. He drafted me, and he was the head coach there.
Right.
What's the difference in those two locker rooms? So y'all can downplay all you want. It's a lot of people want this game. Stop it.
I don't think either locker room cares nearly as much as
I ain't
they did.
About, I ain't talking about the locker room, right? I'm talking about the families, Steve, that I married into a Bears family.
Oh, yeah, fans. But the fans don't make a rivalry. See, that's
the only way it is a rivalry. Fans have to care.
No. When it was Packers-Bears with Gary, that was a rivalry. When Baltimore and Pittsburgh were facing each other with Ray Lewis and those teams, those teams did not like each other.
You
that was a rivalry.
You know why?
Now, these guys don't really care one way or the other. It's who just tells, a game on the schedule.
Who tells you about the rivalry? The fans.
No. Your coach should tell you about the rivalry.
How does
your
he coach, learn?
This is simple. Your
How
coach,
does he learn?
I'll tell you right now. Don't look at me all confused. It's pretty easy.
No,
you can take a highlight reel of plays from the Packer-Bears rivalry going back to Lombardi through Halas through the 80s all the way through all the big moments.
Yeah.
The Walter Was it the Walter Payton game where the guy jumped up and blocked the kick?
When he passed.
Right? Guy never jumped so high in his life.
Yeah.
So put all of those together.
Yeah.
And any coach that comes in for Green Bay, you have the same film. Hey, before Packer Bear Week, we show this film for the rooks and the young guys that don't know what this is about. Yeah. And you educate these guys about what it's about. Maybe a couple of clips from Ditka talking about Packer Bear Week with Forrest Gray. And educate them. Then it's up to them. If they get down there, they feel something, great. If not, then fine. It's just another game.
No, but I'm telling you, I got educated.
If I came from Minnesota and walked into Florida State, Miami, or Florida State, Florida.
The students will tell you about it. The students tell you, I don't like Miami.
I'm pretty sure, wouldn't guys in the locker room tell me about it?
Before you get to the locker room, you got to walk through the students.
Okay.
These fans, man. I got a neighbor right now, 81 years old. Okay. He's a Cubs Bears fan. His wife, the better half, Brewers, Packers. They got 2,000 grandkids. You tell me it ain't a big game? The loser has to sleep in the basement at all the houses. If your team loses, you in the basement. So for a long time, Packers was in the basement, cuz.
Yeah. I would say,
now
Steve,
they're up top.
You're not wrong. I think it's a little bit of both. I think for the Packers-Bears, it is with the fans, but it all depends on who your coach is. With me, it was my coach and the fans. Girl I was seeing in Green Bay.
Hey, hold.
That's okay. I was seeing in Green Bay, I go over to her house.
Okay.
And her mom and dad's there, and her dad proceed to tell me about the Packers-Bears game.
Okay.
And he's a fan. And then within all of that says, my wife used to date Paul Hornung.
Oh, boy.
Happy about it.
When that book come out.
So because Green Bay is so small, it's in the fabric of Green Bay. And I feel like that is that way in Chicago, too. We just don't see it or feel it as much as we used to.
Well, Coach Jerry was in both organizations up top. We could call him. Your son.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry, we got a couple more people tweeting, and Chip says, what about Julius Peppers?
There you go.
Well, call Julius numbers, don't you?
No, I can probably track him down.
That's Ridgeway Nut. Call
Julius Peppers. That's a
call
good one.
Yurko. Green Bay, Chicago.
You want me to call Yurko right now?
Plus the radio
I'm
going
to call Yurko right now.
Yurko is just platinum.
Yeah.
That's fine. Guy.
See if he can come on.
I want to know
when's he on the air down there?
2 hours, he said he only worked for.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah,
he said, man, I don't know how y'all do it 4 hours. I'm working 2 hours making double the money y'all make.
I know, because we don't demand more than money. We do it for love.
Said that straight up. Man, I ain't working 2 hours. I'm double y'all up. See, I think he's on for 2 hours, 12 to 2, maybe.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Look it up, Steve.
I'm trying.
God is good.
He should have had that Joker on for sure.
But yeah.
No, he's on until noon, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. He on till noon?
Till noon, yeah. So see if he can join us at the top of next hour.
I'm going to text him right
now. Yeah, that would be good. All right, coming up next, we got to get to Ken Barkley. But first, let's check in with Michael and Brown Deer. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Michael?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Hey, I was down shopping in Kenosha. Now, I live in Milwaukee, Brown Deer area.
Yeah.
But I was down shopping in Kenosha, and I went to Target down there. And they have more Bears gear than Packers. I'm serious. And this is in Wisconsin.
I know. I grew up in Kenosha. It's been that way forever.
Yeah, and all down through there, man, you talk about an argument. You got Wisconsin people, I mean, living in Wisconsin, you go in there and you try to find some Packers gear. I'm in there looking for Packers gear, and it's like you can't get it. But Bears gear is everywhere. It's almost like right along the border there. You talk about this football thing, it goes back so long, and it's been a part of, what is the word for it? Your social life. It's been part of people's social life. Bears hating Packers and Packers hating. It's been part of their social life so long it's been passed down from one generation to the other.
Yep, no question. It is. You're right. It definitely is family to family. Michael, thanks for the call. We got to get to Ken Barkley. You better, you bet. Odyssey BetQL. He'll tell us about what he thinks of the NFL and college games coming up this weekend. Next, here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Boo Books, they're back. Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty and 1 bonus Wendy's app offer for a free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption to help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's. until October 31st of 2021 or until supplies last and can be redeemed up until New Year's Eve of 2021. Joining us now, our guy, Lockie Lockerson on Twitter, Ken Barkley from You Better, You Bet on Odyssey, BetQL Network on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ken, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course, Sparky. How was the – did you end up going to Wisconsin, Illinois? How was the game?
Yeah, went to Champaign to check it out. I'd never been to that stadium before. A, it's very old. B, the getting around on the inside is interesting because that horseshoe part, you actually have to walk out of the stadium – and like through tunnels, kind of, sort of, to get around the horseshoe on the outside of it. But they have like little food trucks set up in the grass on the inside that you can get your food from in place of actual concession stands. If you're sitting in that horseshoe area, you actually have to get out of the bowl of the stadium to go outside to get your food to come back inside. So that was interesting and different a little bit. Atmosphere I thought was pretty good. The student section was actually sold out, which is something of a big deal, I guess, down in Illinois, I was told. So they were really into it. The one thing that was kind of weird, Kent, and I haven't been to a lot of college football games around the country, but, like, does the home marching band normally play the other team's song? Like, the Illinois marching band played on Wisconsin before the game.
I'm probably the only person less experienced at actually going to college football games than you are. I grew up in the Northeast, which means I basically went to zero college football games because, like, pro sports obviously dominates that market.
Yeah, it was
so
weird.
I guess, like, we're just both in the dark on this one.
I mean, it was funny because, A, I was like, this is weird. Why are they playing on Wisconsin at the Illinois game with the Illinois marching band? The whole student section turned and looked away and put their back towards the Illinois marching band while they were doing it. Then later
like
in the
that seems like a school tradition. That's
yeah.
what it sounds like. If there was like a coordinated
right.
student movement, then like, yeah, that's probably something Illinois does.
Then later in the game, in the third quarter, they're playing jump around. The people in the Illinois marching band are jumping to jump around. I was like,
well,
this
what was the score at that point? I mean, wasn't it
was
nothing right at that
yeah,
point?
Yeah, it was over. I mean, it was over by that point. The Badgers handled that game easily. Now the Badgers get Army on Saturday night. Plenty of tickets available by the sounds of it. For Badgers and Army. Have a read at all on this game? Where are the Badgers favored by? I think I saw, what was it, 14, something like that?
Yeah, so it's so basically it's Wisconsin by about 14 and a half, and the total in the game is also very low, which is interesting. So something you probably don't know about, Sparky, just because it's like kind of inside baseball with the betting markets,
sure.
is there will be what are called correlated parlays, and books will actually look at games like Army-Wisconsin, and they won't let you bet the side and the total together parlayed because, like, if the game goes under, just think about it, the total's 38 in the game. It's like the lowest total on the board. If the game goes under, there's actually very few possible combinations in which Wisconsin covers the number
right.
in that under because, I mean, the extreme example is, like, you know, Alabama-Furman, and it's, like, Alabama by 52 and the total's 55. It's like, well, okay, if Alabama's going to cover the 52, it's probably going to go over a lot.
Right.
Like, unless they went 53 to nothing. It's basically the only score, 54 to nothing, where you don't cover the game. So it's just like these games tend to be really interesting. Georgia-Kentucky is a game this weekend that's the same. Like Georgia by 23, total 44.
So you literally can't make a parlay bet.
You can't. The books will not let you because it's actually in the bettor's favor. You actually will win more often than the odds that you're being offered. Yeah. So it's actually like one of those things that would strongly favor the player. So actually, just if you want to get really inside baseball, one of the challenges of being the professional bettor, I think, is trying to figure out correlated parlays that they will let you do. Like who's letting you parlay, you know, first half and full game totals, like total touchdown props with other stuff that's related to scoring, like things like that. Those are called correlated parlays. It's actually kind of like our job to try to find some of those.
Wow, that's good stuff. Ken Barkley, follow him on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. So you like Wisconsin in this game against Army?
If it gets to 14 and a half, I'm actually, my numbers say to bet Army at that point. So I don't like anything right now with it. I think it's like 14 and 38 and a half, I think is the market right now. If there was a 14 and a half minus 110, that's my buy point. Army games tend to proceed with a lot of sevens, not as many threes, and not very few possessions. So actually being able to get the 14 in a game with this total, capture that and being able to win on that would actually be pretty valuable. My number's about like 12 and a half, 13 in the game. So 14 and a half would be a buy point on Army.
I'm concerned as a Badger fan about this game a little bit because of that offense that Army runs. And it's not something that you always see. You definitely don't see it in the Big Ten. I mean, maybe you did in the 80s, but you don't see it anymore. And Jim Leonard, I'm trying to rack my brain as far as, has he coached against this? Because you don't definitely, didn't play against it in the National Football League. And I can't remember if he's ever coached against it at Wisconsin. That's kind of my worry in all of this is, if this game is close, then obviously, you know, Army is going to cover. But more than that is, you know, could the Badgers maybe even lose this game?
Sure, and I think games like the Service Academy games do provide some volatility. I think a good example, so I don't believe there's a recent data point with Wisconsin against an option team. Obviously, they don't have a team like Georgia, like old Georgia Tech that used to be in the conference, so like ACC teams would get at least like kind of a look at what that option would look like. A good example, though, would be, like, remember this Army team played Michigan, like kind of actually a weirdly similar Michigan team to what this Wisconsin team presents, like a lot of trouble throwing the ball, kind of like clunky on offense. Not scoring a lot, defense pretty good with some talent. And I mean, Army took them to the absolute wire in that game. That was, I believe 2 years ago was that game, where Army like really should have won, honestly, and ended up, and the spread actually was pretty similar. This was like a multi-touchdown game. So yeah, like I think if you do like Army, or you like, you know, if Air Force and Navy end up playing these types of opponents, a little bit on the money line is actually a pretty good idea, because it ends up playing out almost like a different sport. Like it's not even like really we're watching college football anymore.
That's crazy. Kevin Barkley, You Better, You Bet, Odyssey, BetQL. Follow him on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson for all of his hats that he wears. Weren't you wearing a hat, was it yesterday, the day before, about the game being paused or something like that?
Sure, yeah, like I paused my game to be here.
Yeah.
Were you a gamer growing up, Sparky? Were you a gamer at all?
I played video games, yes, but I'm old. I don't know how old you are, but I'm older, so.
I'm 37.
Okay, so I'm older than you. So I've got you by 8 years. So, you know, okay. I had ColecoVision when it came out. That had an Atari attachment, so you could play both sets of games, and then Nintendo and Tecmo Bowl.
You've just lost everyone. You've lost the entire audience. I know, I did.
I'll just stop talking. Sorry. Back to the football games we go. Cardinals and Browns. Cardinals favored by 3.5. This game has lots of intrigue to me. One, Nick Chubb just ruled out for Cleveland, so that's one. Two, the Cardinals just make a big trade. Not that he'll play, but you get Zach Ertz now to the Cardinals. That offense is going to be unbelievable, adding Zach Ertz in a Pro Bowl tight end to replace the injured Max Williams. Your thoughts on this one, Browns favored by 3.5.
I think it's interesting. This has been the craziest market all week. So the total has plummeted for two reasons. One, there was projected to be really, really bad weather in Cleveland on Sunday. As we start getting into October, November, the Ohio game, Cincinnati, Cleveland, they play outside on the Great Lakes. You get like those 30-mile-per-hour winds. We remember Cleveland played a bunch of games like that last year that had very low totals that would just drop throughout the course of the week. We thought we might have one again here. The total actually dropped about 2.5 points a couple days ago with the idea that like, oh man, it's weather's coming again. It doesn't look like it's going to be as bad as what we picture from last year, but still something worth monitoring. That kind of explains some of the total movement. The other thing that explains the side and total movement, I mean, you mentioned some of the injury report in this game is wild. I mean, like absolutely crazy. So Chandler Jones is on the COVID list. It looks like Arizona Cardinals center Rodney Hudson, very important part of their offensive line, probably not going to play in this game. Cleveland has been kind of a mash unit for a couple weeks on the offensive line. You mentioned Chubb not going to play. And then the most important, Kyler limited the last two days in practice with a shoulder injury. Like, expectations here are like question mark. I mean, like what with that few people, you know, that many people on the injury report, that few healthy players, and specifically the injury to Kyler, I think kind of clouds everything. So if you're wondering, like my number in this game is 2.5. If you're wondering why it exists, like through the key number of 3 and out the other side, it's because of the expectation that maybe Kyler is not 100%. I liked Arizona in this game a lot at like 3 or 2.5 against Cleveland. I think the true number maybe should be even a little less with a full strength Kyler, but with him, like kind of, you know, we don't know what we're going to get from him. I think it's a pass, but it explains why Cleveland is favored by so much.
Another game, obviously, of interest here, you may have heard of it. It's Green Bay and Chicago. And it tends to be rivalry week here. We were talking about it before you came on, whether or not it's still rivalry week, because the Packers have been so good. The Bears haven't been. There's not the two coaches that hate each other like there was with Forrest Gregg and Mike Ditka back in the day when Gary Ellerson played for Forrest Gregg and Charles Martin slams Jim McMahon after the play and all that fun stuff. But either way, fans obviously still don't like each other, so that leads to this being a big game for the fans. From the betting side of things, how does it shake up?
Money on the Packers, like, heavy the last, I would say, 24 to 36 hours, basically. So the Packers opened a 3.5-point favorite in this game, which I think a lot of people thought was a little low, but it was juiced on the Packers' side. You had to lay a little bit more to get the 3.5. 4.5 a couple days ago, and there are even sixes now in the market, like 5, 5.5, 6s kind of across the board. So really, like, a really strong move toward the Packers, which I have to be honest, like, I totally agree with. The thing that would make me really nervous to bet the Bears in this game, I do like the over a little bit. 44.5 is kind of a low total. I think Green Bay is going to be able to score for sure. We think about some success that some of the elite teams that have played Chicago have had this year. I think Green Bay can have some of that same offensive success. But what would make me nervous about the Bears is, okay, cool. Like, Justin Fields is going to get better. The Bill Lazor Fields offense together, okay, they're going to improve. But, like, they just came off back-to-back games against Detroit and Vegas. You would have thought it would have clicked a little more against two of, like, the ripest opponents to score against. Like, the Raiders can't stop the run whatsoever. The Lions probably have one of the worst defenses in the league, and they're missing about half of it. And yet, the yards per play, total points scored, red zone efficiency, all this stuff, like, not exactly what you're hoping for. So I kind of push back against the idea the Bears can be really competitive in this game. At the current number, I like Green Bay a little bit, but I really like the over. I think Green Bay is going to score.
Talking with our guy Ken Barkley, you better you bet. Odyssey BetQL. Follow him on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. As always, Ken, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Of course, Sparky. Have a good weekend.
Take care. There he is, Ken Barkley, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Rashawn, and Don for just $1.99. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon egg and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. So run. Don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Did you do your Boo Books already?
I did that earlier, but we'll do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. We still have 2 hours left.
We'll do it again.
We have 2 hours left. We'll do it again.
That's a big sponsorship.
The one that we haven't heard about is New Mail to this
New
point.
Mail Medical Center, guys. That. Again,
how you feeling, Leroy?
I feel fantastic. Yeah. I really do. I mean, I haven't felt this good physically, mentally, long time.
A long time.
Because I was with some of my kids today from Butler versus Bullying from the two schools, and some of these kids, they tell you about some things going on with their parents, and they say, "Well, you know what, Dad? You know, a little edgy. It could be the Bears week, possibly.
Could be Bears week.
But if it's not, let's find out what it is." And Dr. Tim can do that. Newmail's been doing it for a long time. You have to call them, guys. Don't put it off any longer. Call them up. They'll help you get to where you want to go, okay? 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. Newmail Medical Center. And if the Bears fans out there need a little bit more kick, they can help you with that, too.
Leroy, you weren't here earlier when the news came out. Thoughts on Zach Ertz being traded to the Arizona Cardinals and how this affects the Packers and Tampa and the NFC?
Well, it don't affect them yet. We knew they were going to move Zach Ertz. The Packers were in conversations about him, allegedly. Pass-catching tight end, you ain't catch a touchdown, you get traded. Based on what I know with the Arizona team, that was the missing piece from knocking off Green Bay and Tampa Bay, a tight end. Because they got all these receivers.
And they only do it because their tight end, their young tight end, Max Williams, got hurt.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know if they do it.
I think they do it anyway, Steve.
You think they would have done it either way?
Yes. The missing piece was a pass-catching tight end that they could split out and like the matchup based on what Kyler Murray wants.
So they're – I mean, if they weren't before –
They're set now.
If they weren't before, they are definitely in that category with Tampa and Green Bay now.
They're set.
For sure.
They're set.
And the Gary
Everybody
said,
else saying Zach Ertz don't mean 92 old.
Gary said earlier, their defense is better than people give them credit for as well in Arizona. So – that's going to be a tough matchup.
But he liked the Rams, so I don't know why he's spending much time.
And Green Bay gets Arizona coming up on the 28th, Thursday night football. And Bakhtiari should be back in time for that one, too. So looking forward to that.
May not matter.
Leroy's already not feeling well about that one. Yeah. Coming up next, you think Justin Fields can actually beat the Green Bay Packers his rookie year?
God.
That's next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.